Focus on Rural Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We put last year, our fiscal year ended October 1st, about $1.3 billion into the economy in Tennessee. That's huge.
Jim Tracy, the state director for Tennessee's Rural Development Office of USDA, says the agency is continuing to provide grants and loans to help improve rural Tennessee.
Water and sewer lines going across in these rural areas, community facilities, business loans. We've done several business loans that affect these businesses across the state, and of course housing. We do a lot of housing loans.
Jim Tracy, the former state senator from Shelbyville, has been on the job at Rural Development for the past year now, and he sees similarities in the jobs, just more ground to cover in his new one.
It is a different role. I mean, it's a different type of public service. It's still public service. I was a public servant through a state senator representing five counties in the Middle Tennessee area. Now I'm representing all 95 counties, really, because there's rural areas in all 95 counties where we can help the public to improve their quality of life in those areas.
Tracy says one of the most important areas rural development is addressing is broadband expansion, and that's an issue he was very focused on while he was in the General Assembly.
But we think that we will be generating quite a bit of money coming down from the national office for this broadband, and that helps our farmers because they need it for precision farming. It helps recruiting industry and economic development in the rural areas. Helps our schools. Many of our schools, children are going to the McDonald's to do their homework. So all those things are going to be key. Broadband is like the electricity was in the early 1900s. Now we got to have broadband for economic development.
Definitely a priority issue for our farmers across the state. And Tracy says nationwide, over $600 million is earmarked for broadband expansion in rural areas this next year, and some of that coming to Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.